Of course, these asymmetries are not at all limited to Stravinsky's so-called aggressive works. They can be found just as strikingly in his gentlest, most lyrical pieces, such as Persephone, or the much later Scène de Ballet, like this simple little passage from Scène de Ballet. I love this. Sounds almost like Mozart, doesn't it? But there's a significant difference between the asymmetries of Mozart and of Stravinsky. The difference, and what a difference, is between phrase structure and motivic structure. Now, I know that's pretty dense language, but I mean by it a very simple thing, that Stravinsky's asymmetrical structures are mainly based on the juggling of motives rather than what you ordinarily think of as melody. In other words, he doesn't juggle themes, but motives. And by motives, I mean simply very brief melodic fragments, concise formations of two notes or three or four notes, which are then subjected to a kind of cubistic treatment, as again in Le Sacre du Printemps. Now, here's a motive let's call A. Now, here's another motive we'll call B. Now, look how he juggles them. A, B, A, B, A, 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 B, A, A, B, A, B. Again, left to the jaw, right to the belly. But that's as nothing compared to the great sacrificial dance at the end of the ballet, the supreme brutality of all time.